In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
What about this verse of the glorious Quran, peace be upon Ilyasin?
Please bear in your mind that the Lord of the Worlds has said, Yasin. The Holy Quran 36, 1. And said, peace be upon Ilyasin. The Holy Quran 37, 130. Commentators have narrated quoting Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali and al-Imam Baghir, alayhimas salam, that Yasin is the name of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in another narration, Fakhruddin Razi has said that Nafi ibn Amr and Yaqub have read it, al-Yasin, adding the word al to the word Yasin.
Other reciters have read it, Ilyasin. About this recitation, three reasons have been given. First, Ilyas is the son of Yasin, and so Ilyas is al-Yasin, progeny of Yasin, or Ilyasin means the followers of Ilyas. Second, Al is al-Muhammad, because Yasin is the name of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and third, Yasin is the name of the glorious Quran. Many Bakhri's and Umari's narrations, as well as Shia traditions, confirming unanimously that the verse should be read, Al-Yasin, which means the Al, progeny, of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ibn Hajar has, in Sawa'ikul Muhirika, quoted Fakhruddin Razi that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, are equal to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in five matters. First, in salam. About the Holy Prophet, we say in the daily prayers the words, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, and for the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, the Holy Quran says, Salamun ala al-Yasin. Second, in tashahud, there is salavat on the Prophet and the progeny of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Third, in purity. The word taha means, oh, pure, and it proves the purity of the Holy Prophet, and so also the verse of purification, 33, to purify you, a perfect purification for the dignity of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam. Fourth, in sadaqah, it is haram or prohibited for both. Fifth, in love. For the Prophet it is said, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. And so also say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives, that is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has said in his tafsir quoting Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that Yasin is the blessed name of the Holy Prophet. The proof of it is that thereafter Allah Almighty has said, most surely you are one of the apostles. The Holy Quran 36, 3. Also he has written explaining peace be upon Ilyasin that Yasin means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and al-Muhammad are the holy imams, alayhimassalam.
In Imali, Ma'ani al-Akbar, and Tafsir Ayashi, Rahmatullah alayh, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted explaining the verse, peace be upon Ilyasin, that Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, said, Yasin is the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all Yasin are we. In Imali, and Ma'ani al-Akbar, Abi Marlik has mentioned that Yasin is the Prophet Muhammad. Again in both these books, Ibn Abbas is quoted to have said that all Yasin means all Muhammad. In Ma'ani al-Akbar, in the explanation of peace be upon Ilyasin, Ibn Abbas is quoted to have said that it means salam from the Lord of the Worlds on Muhammad and his all progeny, and that on the day of resurrection, protection from the punishment of Allah is for those who accepted their vilaya and loved them. In Ma'ani al-Akbar, Abdurrahman Salami is quoted to have said that Umar ibn al-Khattab used to recite Salamun ala al-Yasin. That Abu Abdurrahman said al-Yasin, are all Muhammad.
Ibn Mahiyar has, in his commentary, quotes Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali that, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, said that, one of the good names of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Yasin, and it is we, in whose praise, Allah has said, Salamun Allah al-Yasin. Ibn Mahiyar and Furat, have in their respective commentaries, in a number of ways quoted Ibn Abbas that, in a lengthy tradition, in which Imam Riza, alayhi salam, has disputed the stand of Bakri's and Umari's scholars regarding the dignity of Ahlul Bayt, saying that, the Hazrat asked them to tell him, about the first divine verses of the chapter Yasin. As to who are Yasin? The scholars replied that it was Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that nobody has any doubt about it. Then the Hazrat said, then, Allah has, because of this, granted to Muhammad and al-Muhammad such a dignity that no one can praise them appropriately except, the one who may ponder over it properly, because Allah has sent salam only on prophets and said, peace be upon Nuh, and peace be upon Ibrahim, and peace be upon Musa and Harun, and not said, peace be upon the progeny of Nuh. Peace be upon the progeny of Ibrahim. And peace be upon the progeny of Musa and Harun. But he has said, peace be upon the progeny of Yasin. That is salam on the progeny of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.